גימל עמד בייס, זה משנה. מחפים את הקציאס בקש. רשי, אנגליף, says as follows, that we're speaking about Ashtuchim besoda liyavsham. These ktsiyas were spread out in the field. The purpose was they wanted to dry them out. And you cover them with kash mipnei hakshamim. You're afraid it might go in rain, so therefore you cover it with kash. And Rashi explains ktsiyas teinim shetzeivrim l'soich kli. These are figs that are first gathered and put into a keli. The Kairin Oisoi Miktsoya, this Kaili, the name of the Kaili is Miktsoya, the Einoi Merube, it is not a square Kaili, Elogimul Khanis, it's a Kaili that has a shape like a triangle. The Oisin Igolatainin Kimin Hakaili. Later when you make an eagle, rings of dried figs, so it has the form of this Keli Miktsoya, that's why it's called Ktsiyas. So the Mishnah is telling us, and the Muk Yosef says the Heter is because it is a Dover HaOvid, that Mechapin es HaKtsiyas Bekash, that one is permitted in Chalamoid to cover the Ktsiyas in order to make sure that they will not become wet. We want to dry them up, and it sees if they'll become wet through the rain. That'll be a hefset to these ktsiyas. So one is permitted to cover them. The Ritva brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks Akasha that, what is the chiddush and chalamoid you're permitted to cover them? Afilu and Shabbos, there is a din that if you have bricks that will be exposed to the rain, they might get ruined. One is permitted to cover them also. So what is a chiddush and chalamoid? So the Yerushalmi says that we're speaking about that he doesn't have kash to cover them. He's tearing out the kash. He's permitted to be oikir the kash in Chalamoid in order to cover the ktsiyas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ma'avim. Now, Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda will see in the Gemara. Rashi mechapin mechasen, one is permitted to cover. Moichei peiris ksus vekelim, a person who, by profession, they sell peiris ksus vekelim, moichen betzine letzerech hamoid, they sell, they're permitted to sell letzerech hamoid, but it should be betzine. Now, the Ritva has a diyuk, and it will be, later as we progress in the sugya, we'll understand this diyuk much better. But peiris tumye de ksus ekelim, just like ksus vekelim is a dova hamiskayim, and ksus vekelim is not necessarily mitzad atzmoi nimka letzeirech hamoyit, because you could sell it for after the moyit. So peiris, we're also speaking about peiris, which are also a dova hamiskayim, and it could be that it was sold shalei letzeirech hamoyit. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. We'll see later what the Chiddush Sheboy is. Hatzayodim v'hadishushois v'agrusois oisin betzine letzeirech hamoyit. Hadishushois, Rashi says, shadoshim v'koisishin chitim ledai. So these are people that thresh chitim, and the koisish the chitim, that means they bang them into smaller disha lacher, is the process of taking off the husks. And you have the kernel without the husks, and then koisishim is you're breaking the husk in smaller particles. You're breaking the kernels in smaller particles. Ludaisa. Vahagrusois shetoichenin pulin legrisin. This already grusis was, it seems they were ground. A certain type of a bean was ground legrisin. Oisin betzine. So Rashi says betzine shem yoimru zeloy keyach sheloy letzoyrech hamoyet. Now to understand this Rashi, I'd like to be magdim two things. Number one, this thing is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Atzayodim, and these other umnim, that they do this limker bishuk. That they used to do two things. They used to be hunters. They used to make, used to be koisishin chitim ledaise, and they used to sell it also. So the Mishnah is telling us that these two inyonim that they do, oisim betzine, which means, we'll see later, a baraisa in the Gemara, the tzeide has to be betzine, the ksisha has to be betzine, the disha has to be betzine, that's number one. And the mechire that they sell also should be betzine, oisim betzine. So now Rashi, betzine is going on the mechire of these tzayodim. It's also going, the Ritva says it's going on the first case also, on Meichei Peiris. It's going on we're matzrich on Mechire Betzine. Shema yoimru ze loy keyach sheloy letzayrach hamoyit. So we had mentioned before that we are speaking about articles which are not necessarily sold letzayrach hamoyit. We said Peiris to midik sus vekelim. Sus vekelim does not necessarily have to be sold to tzarech hamoyit. So memele the Peiris are also types of fruit which are not necessarily sold to tzarech hamoyit. And the same inyan, the tzayodim and the shushis vagrusis, what they are selling is also not necessarily sold to tzarech hamoyit. And perhaps we could be moisif that the Ritva is moisif, that since umnoson bekach, so a whole year they also don't sell a tzarech hamoyit. So when one goes into their store to buy something, so there's a shemo yoimru zeloikeyach shaloyle tzarech hamoyit. That means that the person purchases from them, so one could say he's buying it shaloyle tzarech hamoyit. What is machriach that he's buying it letzayrach hamoyit? So therefore, it has to be betzine. I don't know exactly if the lomdus of betzine is that, so not too many people see him buying, some mele, so there's no chshad. Well, perhaps betzine, since it is done and even that is not usually done, so perhaps that alone is a hechoche, that this is a different lekiche than which is normally purchased from the moiche peiris or the tzayodim. Perhaps the first shot is emes. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer hei mechmiro al atzmon, which is very unclear, and we'll see in the Gemara. Pligi bo Rebbe Chiye bar Abbe v'Rebbe Asi. Now there's a machloikis. Rebbe Chiye bar Abbe v'Rebbe Asi v'tavayu mishmei decheski v'Rebbe Yechon. Now what is this machloikis between the Tanakama and Rebbe Yehuda? Tanakama said mechapin, and Rebbe Yehuda says af ma'avin. Chad oma mechapin aklushi ma'avin asmuchi. So one said that the machloikis is one permitted to cover it completely with a thick covering of kash? With a dense covering of kash? Or is one only permitted to cover with a very light covering of kash? So that's the machloikis. Mechapin esaktiyis means aklushi. It's a kisui kolosh. What does Rashi say? Aklushi shemechaseyu ba'anofim ruchokim ze mizeh. Lehavi kisui gomo. It is not a true kisui. It's a partial kisui. And the other said, I'm the one that in Rabbi Huda that says, ma'avin asmuchi. So Rashi says, asmuchim anofim soymech ze lo ze. Lehavi kisui gomo. This he can make a true kisui. That's one way to learn pshat the machlokes of between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. And according to this, we understand very well the af ma'aven. You said only mechapin aklushi. No, af ma'aven. One is permitted to make a kisi gombo. That's one mahalach. Had omar. No, that's not the machlekes. The Tanakama that says mechapin bein aklushi bein asmuchi. You can cover it however you want. What's ma'avin? Oisa, oisoi, kemin kri. That one makes the ktsiyais a kri, kemin kri. We'll explain this. Tanya nami hochi, ma'avin, oisa, oisoi, kemin kri, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now before we see Rashi, I'd like the Rishonim, the Ritva brings down the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows. The Yerushalmi says, according to this Lashon, the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer, number one. Number two, since Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer, we are not Keiris Af Ma'avin, because Af means he's Moisev on the Tanakame, and since he's Machmer, he's not Moisev on the Tanakame, Fakat he's Choylik on the Tanakame. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? So the Yerushalmi says as follows. The Tanakama held that it's permissible. You have ktsiyes which are spread out over the field to get dry, and you go over and you take kash and you cover all these ktsiyes. Rabbi Yehuda said this is not permissible. Well, you have a problem. You have a problem. You're afraid it might rain and it'll get wet. So you know what you do? So he says he solved the problem as follows. You go and take all these ktsiyes and you pile it one on top of the other. And perhaps it won't dry out too quickly, but it'll take more time to dry out. But you will gain that since you made a pile of ktsiyas, so the bottom layers of ktsiyas are covered. You don't have to cover them anymore. They're covered because each layer of ktsiyas, which covers the layer underneath it. So memela, by making a kri of ktsiyas, it is not necessary at all to cover the ktsiyas. So he holds you're not allowed to be mechape the ktsiyas. Okay, you make a kri. And the Yerushalmi says, no, what's with the top layer? No, the top layer, if it rains, will get ruined. That means he didn't make an asik out of the top layer. That is what the Yerushalmi says according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out, according to this Lashon, because the Tanakama was a Meridike Mekel. The Tanakama said you could cover all the ktsiyas that are spread out over the field. There's no problem. We mentioned before, according to the Yerushalmi, I feel it can even be oiker the kash. And so, Kert, Rabbi Yehuda held you're not allowed to do this at all. So you have a problem of it might rain. So, Kert, you make a kri, and most of the ktsiyas will be saved by the upper layers which cover them. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Keminkri mechansin oison biyachat kidei shiye noichin lechaseis." We gather them together. We make a kri out of it that it should be easier to cover. Now the Matzeves Moshe learns pshat in Rashi that beemison Rashi learns al pidalkoi shel Yerushalmi. That be'emesin Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, the Lashon Af is take problematic, maybe according to the second Lashon Nakairisat, like the Yerushalmi says in Nakairisat. No, Rashi seems to say that the top layer you also cover, but Vakev, Rashi says, Kadeshi and Neichen Lachasis, Vakev, why should you're not permitted to leave it spread out over the field, and then you'll have to go and cover the whole field. Perhaps this will involve more akiris or more tirche. Okay, you make a kri, mechansin oisoi biyachat, kidei shiye noichin lachas. Then you'll only have the top layer to cover, so be noichin lachas. That's how the Matzeves Moshe says pshat in Rashi. The Keren Neure, he says the af, I mean, Babli is geiris af. So he says, Fakeltips Rashi's learning a kula that Samachansin Oyesibiyachad means you're permitted to make a kri kadeshi anoichin lachasais. It seems in the Asiyas Akri there's some sort of a Issa, maybe. This is a bigger Tirche. So for Kerk, you're allowed to do it, Kedeshi and Neichel Lachasis. So here we are, Machloikis, the Kerneir and the Matzevis Moshe, Harashi, Loim Shat, and Rabbi Yehuda, according to the second Losh. Moichei Peiris, Ksus, Vekelem, Moichem, Betzinem. And we heard later, and then in the Tzayodim, is also Oisem Betzine, Rabbi Yehoshay, Mahim, Mechmiro, Alatsu. Iboilu, Hein, Mechmiro, Alatsmon, what does that mean? The Loihavi of the Klal. Does that mean that they didn't do at all? That means Meikar Adin, the grocers allowed to sell, they have the grocery store open, they have to do it. Betzine, the Tzayodim, right, and they do what they do the whole year, but they have to do it. Betzine. And Rabbi Yossi said, hey, but there were others that Ichmiro Alatzman, they didn't want to. Good, not everything that is mutter has to be done on Chalamoid. They were machmer and they didn't do it at all, Chalamoid. Lay off the claw. I do me the have of the betzine. Or maybe, so it comes out Rabbi Yossi is a machmer. He says that the Tzayodim were machmer. They didn't want to accept this heter. And they weren't sod bechlal at all in Chalamoid. Or Rabbi Yossi is makel. That means, Rabbi Yossi is saying, you're saying, oisin betzine, they have to do betzine. Rabbi Yossi said, no, hey, mechmiro alatzman, meika adin you could do, befahesye. No, they were machmer to do betzine, so it's only a chumre. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ichmiro alatzman, de loy ovdi klal ule chumre, they were machmer. The whole thing they did betzina was midaiton. If they want to do befereshia, they can zichu do befereshia or lekula. So he's make the matzavus moishes moira and the steamers losh and Rashi bimroitzin lasses befereshia oisin. He says that's true, but lochay they have to make a toras nedorim because if him echmiro alatzmon. So it's a dover hamutter, shenogu boy Yisrael, so lochere they would need hatoros nedorim. There was a chumre, they were machman themselves, that it should be done betzina, so lochere now if they want to do befereshe, they can do it, meik alts hilchis chalomoy, they can do it, but lochere they'll need hatoros nedorim. A kaponim, the gemara is a shayla, what is pshat and rabbi Yossi? Toshma, moichrei peiris ksus vekeilem moichem betzina letzoyer chamoy. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Tagrei Tverje, Heinich Miro Atzmon, Shloye Moichen Kolike. They were cloud in themselves, Chalamoy. Tzode Chayis, Vaoi Fais, Vadogim, Tzodim, Betzinu, Tzoyer, Chamoy. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Tzode Akwe, Heinich Miro Atzmon, Shloye Tzodim, Kolike. The Shushi, Chilke, Targis, Vetisni, we'll see later what this is, Doishishin, Betzinu, Tzoyer, Chamoy. Rabbi Yossi Oimer de Shushe Tzipoire Hein Echmiro Alatzman Shloye Doishishin Kolik. So we see clear from this Bereise that Echmiro Alatzman was that it's a Chumre Taka, that they were Machmal, even though Meika Din is permissible to be Tzod. Here we see that from the Bereise we see that that the Tzine has to be not only on the Mechira, the way Rashi says in the Mishneh, that the betzina has to be on the tzeda also, tzodim betzina letzorech hamay. And Rabbi Yossi said, ichmiro alatzman, that they weren't tzod gans. They were machme. Now, I saw something very interesting in the Yerushalmi. So lechere, we would look at Rabbi Yossi says, "Hey, mechmiro alatzman." So, I mean, these hunters, these toishishim, these grocers, mechmiro alatzman. The way Rabbi Yossi says, "Mechmiro alatzman." So we think, I mean, the meira diktake, very choshev take. I mean, al kaponim let the chalamoid have a tzur of chalamoid and the natireich bechalamoid. They can take it mikroi kodesh. They can take used these days for more ruchniyistike zachen. That's what we would think. In Yerushalmi it says meiridik, that Chazal had a shrekleche tain on them. One man diyama was mekal on them. a pain on them. They did a gewaldike adler. They were meineya simchas yonte from Klal Yisrael. That means he didn't want it peiris, he didn't want it to have chayis v'oifis v'dogim. It's yontif. They come to the stores, closed for chalamayit. Achutz b'neiro. No, no. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. So l'chayre, in the beginning I didn't understand, what kind of tzvi is there? I'm mechuyif to say, you want fish for yontif? It's bad enough for a whole year, like I need panosis. I go, I'm a hunter, I'm a grocer. So kum chalamayit, what do you want? I mean, why can I, what makes me responsible? I'm a chroi that the shtot has to have fish, that the shtot has to have tzeder. I don't do it l'shei mitzvah, I do it l'shei panosis. So now, for chalamayit, I want to have a chalamayit like all other Eden have a chalamayit. I thought perhaps we could say the Chavis Halbovis in Shara Bitochin, when he speaks about Parnosa, he explains as follows, that in all Parnosas, the Hatzlocha is not the Parnosa, it's not that this is a good field and this is a bad field and this you could be Mutzloch. The Hatzlocha and the Iyatzlocha is everything from the Rabbein Shalala. A person has to be mishtadel, and there's a gzeira, la'ovda, la'shamra, but he has to be mishtadel and panosa, but the whatever will come out, that's min ha'shamayim. But Teich HaDvorim, he speaks, what panosa should a person choose? Look, he has to do something, what should he do? So one of the guidelines the Chavis HaBobis has, he says, each person has a certain natiya to certain things. He has a certain kishrein. He enjoys doing that. He says, afilu, we find by animals that each animal is equipped with different inyonim which enable to get his panose. Other birds have large beaks, and other animals have claws, whatever their panosa is, the Rabbeinu Shalom made them that they have the qualifications to get what their aimet have. So he says a person also was given different tchunis, different atiyas, different kishchainis, and what he has a liking to, that's simen that min hashemayim, he should be Isaac in this. So it could be, if he was given this kishrein to be a hunter, and he's mutzlach in this, so he's not only given this that he should have a panosa. That means lemaise Klal Yisrael has to have fish on Yom Tov, and it seems he was given this talent that not only to make money for himself. He was given this talent, so he's obligated. And Klal Yisrael needs the fish for Yom Tov, so he's obligated in Chalamoy to make sure that. To make sure that Klal Yisrael should have these inyonim, the dogim, the chayis, vaifis, and if he doesn't do it, it's an avla, the chazal had a tain on him. Let us go a little further. Omar Abaye chilke chode letauti, targis chode letlas, tisni chode laarbo. So Abaye said, we heard in the Beraise, the Shushe Hilke Targis Vitisni. So what does that mean? He says, these are different ways they used to break up the Chitim in particles. Hilke, they used to break it up in two particles, Targis in three, Tisni in four. So Lechere, so Abaye is telling us that the Shushi Chilke Targis Vitisne means they used to be Kaisish Chitim in these different Eifanim. Chilke Targis Vitisne. Ki osa Rabdimi oma kunze. Now Rabdimi is Chilik Anabaye on the word Chilke. Chilki says does not mean that they were mishaber, they were koishes to chita in two parts. Chilka means kusnim. they used to go and sell kusnim. But not sell kusnim, they used to thresh kusnim. They used to be dosh kusnim. That is the Taitz Chilke. I saw the Menachem Meshev Nefesh brings from the Yad David, he says he doesn't understand Rav Dimi. That means, Chilke, we'll see later, why Kusmin could be called Chilke, and the Shushi could be, it's Disha, it doesn't mean Ksisha, it means Disha. He says, but why did he say this? If Targis and Tisni Zicha means Ksisha, that is no machloikas in Targis with Tisni, so why it's in Chilke, all of a sudden he's Chilke and Abayin, he says Chilke means Kusmin. But let's go a little further. Let us see Rashi. Deshushi doshe tvua. Those who thresh tvua. Ike da amri deshushi hameshabrim tvua. Chodolishnayim vishoyrin bemayim. So al koponim, the Matzeves Moshe wants to say that this Ike da Amri Rashi brings the two Lashoynes. Grad Rashi in the Mishnah says, Hadeshushosh Shedoshim Vikoiseshin Chitim Ledaisa. So he wants to say, this Ike da Amri could be that's the Machloikis, the Abaye and Rav Dimi. Abaye learned that Doisheshin is a Loshon of Ksisha. And Rav Dimi learned, Doisheshin is a Loshon of Disha, Doshtvur. Again, we have the problem when it comes to Targis, it Zicha means Ksisha. But that's Nichlal and the Yadovitz Kashi. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks a Kashi. We learned in the Mishnah, Chilke Targis v'tisni t'meim b'chol mokim. That means if a person purchases Chilke Targis v'tismi bein from a krach and bein from a kfar, it's mekabel tume. It was always mukshel lekabel tume. What does this mean? Let us see Rashi. T'meim b'chol mokim. Kunze kaisemesh sheloisesin oisan heine chilke. About what Rashi says, loisesin, that's according to the maskonis ha-gemorah. Not according to the Habamina. Tmeim b'chol mokim mekablum tume bein bekforim bein bekrochim. What does that mean? The kain malon seile shel b'nei krochim mekabeles tume shehuchshero b'mayim. The seiles of b'nei krochim is mekabel tume because they used to first wash the chitim in water, soak it in water. B'nei krochim emakpidim aseiles nikiye liltois b'mayim. So there's a difference between the soilus of a krach or soilus of a kval. Shluch shem oilam. Avol chilkyo tmeyim b'chol mokeim afilu b'kforim. Here it's tmei afilu b'kforim. Why? Diev shalem b'loy lesise. That means this process of breaking it into smaller particles, this was impossible without lesise. Shemochi tmeim da miskasha, so this is kabel tume because it was mukshe the shorilu b'mayim, it was soaked in water. So the mele, so that's very good if you learn that chilke is a loshen of ksisha. So they needed lasisa b'mayim in order to make the chilke tirgis v'tisni. So the mele, it's always makabel tume bein bekrochim bein bekforim. So the Mishlam Maman Yom Echad LeTati LeTasal Abo Mishmachi Tmeim B'chol Mokim Discussion El Olaman Yom Akunsa Mai Tmeim B'chol Mokim Haloy Discussion. Stam as a Kaisemes belt, it's not Moshe. So the Gemara answers Kigoyin Demikalfa. No, the outer husk was taken off, the outer shell was taken off. The land is Shogalu B'maye. If it would not have been soaked in water, Lahav Mikalfa. Why is it called Chilke de Shoke Chilkayu Kloimek Shenoitel HaKlipe? When the klipe, the outer shell is taken off, Vahavi Cholok, so it is smooth. That's why it's called Chilke. M
Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akashem, we learned Hanleida min Hadogon, if a person made a neder not to eat Dogon, also af bepula mitzri yovesh. He's not permitted to eat pula mitzri. Pula mitzri seems as a type of a legume, it's not a type of a wheat. Af al pikein, it seems they made a Dogon out of it, they made a pile out of it, so therefore it falls into the category of Dogon. Umuta balach, but if it's not dried up, so then it doesn't fall into the category of dogon. Umuta ba'ayres is permitted to eat rice. Rice also does not fall into the category of dogon. Bechilke v'targis v'tisni is also permitted to have these type of chopped wheat, because they don't make a dogon, they don't make piles out of these, out of this. So therefore, Fabishlaime, Lamandi Oma, Chodalatati, Chodalatlas, Vachodalalbo. Bishlaime, according to Abaye, that Chilke means Chodalatati, that we take the kernel of wheat and we split it in half. And the others are Tagis Vetisne is Chodolatlas, Chodolabo. Shapir, so it's very good. The Novkilu Miteres Dogon, this does not have a shame Dogon. Elo Lemandia Makunse, but according to Abdimi, that Chilke means Kusmin, a Dogon Maal Yehu. So this is, the Zicha falls, this is a type of a wheat. Nothing was done to the wheat, so this is zikha falls into the category of dogam. Kasha, so it's a kasha on Rav Dimi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Hune shori lohu lahane krufyoso. So Rashi says krufyoso moichei psomim. These were people who sold psomim. Lemezo to go lizvuni to sell it, ki ulchayu b'shuke. The shuk in the market, he permitted to go and sell in Chalamoid, these psalmim. Without anything, without any shinoi, he permitted to sell it, the way it's not, ki ulchayu b'shuke. Eisvei Rav Kahane, so Rav Kahane asked the Makasha. We learned, chanus psucha l'stov. If you have a store that is open up to, not open up to the street, it's open up to a sidewalk, a place where it's not a reshus harabim, so that's called betzine, is peseach v'noyel kedalke. So then this store could be open on chalamoy. Psucho l'reshus harabim, or what if you have a store that's open up l'reshus harabim? So one door is permitted to be open, and one door should be closed. The erev yontev ha'achin sholchag. A shana rabbe, which is erev yontev of Shmini Atzeres, and Shmini Atzeres is a chag b'fnei atzmai, moitzi u'mater eshukei ha'ir b'peires b'shvil kvod yontev ha'achin. The Shana Rabbe, one is permitted to decorate the streets of the city. It means he's here, and the Shana Rabbe is permitted to sell the peiris kedarkoi mipnei kvoid yontev achen, because this is a covet of yontev achen, so therefore Chazal permitted him to sell it in a mefursam dekoifen. But this is only mipnei kvoid yontev achen en shaloi bibnei kvoid yontev loi. This is a special kule which was only said lekovid shmini atzeres. But if it's not lekovid shmini atzeres, so we have guidelines how to sell. Only if it's chanus psucha l'stov, or like this, it's psychologus rab, peisechachas, v'noyelachas. Or let's go better in the sefer. the Seif alone, it just says that the Erev Yontiv, you're permitted to do such a thing, but seeing it's not Erev Yontiv, you're not allowed to sell it normally. And here, Rav Huna was mato to sell the Skruf Yosa Kil Chayu. So the Gemara answers Loikashe. Ho bepeiri, ho betavlim. Peiris are not permitted to be sold normally, and tavlin are permitted to be sold normally. And what is the difference? Let us see Rashi. Chanus pasuach l'stov, peiseach v'noyel kedalkoi. Hoyel v'einoi pasuach l'shus harabim kishach hanoyi, so this seems this is called betzine. But if it's pasuach l'shus harabim, peiseach delas echod v'noyel delas echod. Aval kedalke loy, ain't a moicha kedalke. Not allowed to sell kedalke. So the Gemara answers, there's a difference. Obe peiri, sheyesh lachshoid shekoine letzorech shayyemais hashone. A person is purchasing peiris. And it seems these are peiris that are Dvorim HaMeskaimim. We had mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, Meichai Peiris Ksus V'Kelem. So the Ritva says, just like Ksus V'Kelem is a Dvor HaMeskaim, La'achar HaMoyit, and therefore I have no reason to think that this is only being purchased L'Tzorech HaMoyit. So peiris are also adova hamiskayim la'achamay. So therefore, one can think that he's purchasing it la'achamay. So then one is not permitted to sell ke'ochayu. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. If he sold betzine, shema yomru zel lekeyach shalei letzorechamay. So by peiris, one can be choshed shekoyne letzorech shayimay sashane. Because it's a dova hamiskayim, so one can think that he's purchasing l'shayim eshashon. That's what should not be done. Befarhesia, betavlin meicher kedalk. What falls into the category of tavlin? So Rashi says, kegain kruv v'kashinim, hakel yoidim the letzay chamoyitain the leker shode. Everyone knows that this will be used in Chalamayid or Yomtev. Why? She'ein ru'uyim lehiskayim. Because they will not last till after Yomtev. So memele, so these articles, when they're sold, everyone realizes it's being sold at Tzorech Hachag. Hilkach hafilu befarhesye muta. So therefore befarhesye is also muta. The Mordechai says that and the Ramah Paskins like the Mordechai that dogim one is permitted to sell b'fahesye kedalkei, one does not have to sell betzine, since dogim are articles which do not last too long, so if they are sold b'moyed, we can know that they were purchased for the Tzolchei HaMoyit. And the Modchai brings a raya from Tavlin. He says, Dogim are similar to Tavlin, the way Rashi said. And the Maila of Tavlin is, She'einam Ruyim Lehiskayim. So everything that's in Ruyim Lehiskayim, one is permitted to sell Kedalkei. So even though we had in the Baraisa, Tzodei, Chayis, V'oifois, V'dogim, Tzodim, Betzina, L'tzorech HaMoyit. So it seems that's only in we had mentioned yesterday that there are two inyonim. There's the Tzede, and then there's the Mechira of the, that they sell it. So the Tzede, since they're Umnim, that's Umnosam. So we wanted that the Tzede should not be the way it is the whole year round. So they do it Betzine, Tzodim Betzine. But the Mechire of Dogim, that the Mordechai holds, that can be done a Filo B'Fahesye, because everyone realizes that it's being sold l'tzeirich hamoed. Let us see Taisvis. Bishvil kvoid yontav ha'ache. So the Gemara asks from a diuk from the seif of this baraisa. The sefer says that permitted to be ma'ater shukei ha'ir for kavod yontav achen, for shmini atzeres, it's a chag b'fnei atzmai. But it would seem during the middle of chol hamoed they're not permitted to do it. So Taisus says, Akasha, why didn't they ask from the Reisha? The Reisha says that the chanus, you have to sell betzine, paiseach achas, v'noyer lachas. So Taisus says, avol mi Reisha, from the Reisha of the Barais, the Tani, the chanus, psucha, v'shusarabim, paiseach achas, v'noyer lachas. Why did the Gemara bring a guy from the Reisha? Why did he bring a guy from the Diak from the Sefer? Loi parach, the Yesh Lukme, be Yontif, the Loi Bachel Amoy. Perhaps it's speaking about Yontif. Chalamoy, perhaps is different. One is permitted to be Meicha Kedarka. Lachi parach mi Sefer. That's why the Gemara asks from the Sefer, the Meiri Bachel Amoyit. The Sefer is speaking about Chol HaMoed, the Erev Yom Tov Achron Chol HaMoed, because it says Erev Yom Tov Achron, which is speaking about Chol HaMoed, so that Erev Yom Tov Achron, one is permitted to be Ma'ater Eshukei Ha'ir, but it seems in the middle of Chol HaMoed would be Yos. Betavlin, Perish Bekuntris Kruv Vekashinim. Vehiksha Betaisvus Rabbi Peretz, the Kruv Vekaflut Einam Chshuvim Tavlin. This does not fall into the category of tavlin. Tomrinin, the tavlin, letaimavide. The Gemara says in Chulin that tavlin is something that is made to be nice in tam. Afilu be'ela, so here's a strong taste. Afilu be'ela v'loi bottle, so it's never bottle. V'lefes v'kafloit, ain't it zorich l'shayakim b'shishim, k'disa per gidanosh. So taisa brings enough in the Gemara that tavlin are never bottle, and lefis is bottle, so you see that lefis is not tavlin. One raya. In the second raya, Taisus brings, it's not nami, the tavlin nidoichin kidarkam per kama debeye. The Gemara says that one can grind tavlin in yontif, im kein ein a kruv, so it's not kruv. Kruv is not ground. Ba'orich pirish mine psomim. And the Or says it's mine psomim. Psomim are ground. Now, we have to understand, Rashi said over here that it's kruv the kafloid, because Rashi learned that that's the teretz of the Gemara. The teretz of the Gemara was that the whole reason one is the sell betzine, shema yoimru zele kayach shaloi letzeirich hamoyed. That's why you have to sell betzine. So what's the yichus of tavlin? Bishleime, if we say it's kruve kaflet, and Rashi says kruve kaflet, zvorm shayin on miskaimim. Sounds good. So here, everyone knows that it is purchased letzeirich hamoyed, because it won't last till after the moyed. But if it's speaking about psomim, psalmim who will last after Zadavar HaMiskayim. So why is one permitted to purchase psalmim? That is why Rashi said what Rashi said. Would seem the Orach that did say it's psalmim, it seems he understood that psalmim, mistame, is normally used on a Yontav Dika occasion. It's not used normally for weekday use of a person purchased psalmim, one can understand that he's purchasing it for yontif. That was the shita's ha'or. The Bach, in Siman Taklametes, number one says that what it says in Arashi, Kruf Yosa Moichei psalmim, so that Al-Kochach wasn't from Rashi, because Rashi holds it's not psalmim. That's number one. Now, the Bach wants to fa'emfer Taisvis Kashe, and he says Taisvis holds that, Rashi holds that Tavlin can have two translations. Pavlin can mean dovo that's nitin letaime. And Pavlin also includes kol ma shenoisnim bikteiro lisakin hatavshel. Whatever is put in to make the tavshel more tastier. So that's also called Pavlin. It's not necessary. It has to be a spice. It can be a yerek that is put into the tavshel to make it better, to taste better. Kol davo shu tikkun ledavar acha nikra tavlin. And he brings a raya from Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says tuval kayin. Rashi says she tuval vehiskin umnes kayin. So you see that the taich of tavlin is something that's it's a tikkun. It does not necessarily does have to mean it's a vidal letama. And also I saw the Eretz Tzvi brings a Loshon HaRambam in Perish HaMishnayis in Mesechtes Ola Perik Beis Mishniyut. The Rambam says, Ein Nikroin Tavlin, one should not think that Tavlin only are called HaMakachas VaHadvorim SheReichon Toiv. Don't think that only that is Tavlin. Ela Kol Dover SheMetavlin BoYatav Shul Kegoin HaShumim VaBitzolim Kulam nikroim tavlim shodim iskavim letavl behem kdei rosek. So kaponim, that was Shitas Rashi. So Rashi held that here we are not speaking of a tavlim of spices, because spices, Rashi holds, is also, just like peiris are also, because it's a dover hamiskayim. So here the word means other types of yerokis, which are put into the kdeire, the timer, and these one is permitted to sell befareshia becholamoyed because one realizes that it's letzere chamoyed. Hadron aloch mi shehochach ve'elu megalchen bemoyed. Now the Mishnah will enumerate those who are permitted to be megaleach bemoyed. In Megaleach B'moyed, we'll see, means poshet, to shave. And Tosfos speaks about haircuts. That is a shaila in Tosfos. So we're speaking about here about shaving. The Pasuk says, Pas zekonim lo yegalechu, so the payas one is not permitted to be Megaleach, but the rest of the face one is permitted to be Megaleach. Habo mimdina sayon. A person came mi medina sayom. B'moyet, let's see what Rashi says. Lefi shahoya onus. He came from medina sayom in cholamoyet. Shloi hoya yochol legaleach koidim. Poshet pshat is that, because he was traveling and he was unable to be Megaleach because he was in a ship or the matzav of traveling. So he was unable to be Megaleach Koidim. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Taklam at Aleph, Sifkot Nevov says, when did he start traveling? So he says, Amir de Kechidish. He says, if 2 days before Yontif he was Beyishuv, and there were many barbers there. He could have taken a shave or whatever he wanted to do 2 days before Yontif. And Erev Yontif, he set out on his journey, and he comes, Chalamayit, he comes into the Yishuv. So he says he is permitted to be Megaleach B'Chalamayit. Because the derech ha'olam is that you're megaleach erev yontif. That's the zman of giluach. And then he was unable to be megaleach. I could have been megaleach a day before. No one is, that's not a normal procedure. And it was, so it seems it wasn't mutl on him that he should be megaleach then. So Mamela, the chiyuv giluach is chal erev yontif, and then he was unable to be megaleach. So he's permitted to be megaleach. B'moyed. So that what Rashi says, Lefisho yonish lo yeyochu le galeach koidem, So the Loshen Kodem, according to the Magen Avraham, is a little labdav. It means he was Shleihoye Yochel Galeach Erev Yontif. That's what it means. He was unable to Megaleach Erev Yontif. So Memele, he's permitted to be Megaleach in Cholamoid. Umibeis HaShivyo, or he was captured, and he comes in Cholamoid. Vayetzim Ibeis HaAsurim, or he was in prison. Amenude Sheitiru LeChachamim, or he was a menude, and menude, we'll see, halachically is not permitted to shave, or other say, but without that also, a menude would not shave, would be a psachutzpah, he's, for him to shave, to be miskashit himself, is a matzav of nidi. Sheitiru LeChachamim, and the Chachamim were mata niduyoi b'moyed. So Mamela, so now was his first opportunity to shave, so he's permitted to shave. V'chein mi shenishal l'chochom, he was shoyel l'chochom, he was matar aneda. So what does Rashi say? Mi shenishal l'chochom, shenodar shaloy legaleach, he had made a neda that he won't be megaleach, v'shoal l'chochom b'moyed, and in chalamoyed he was matar the neda, so he was unable to shave Erev Yontif, so Memele, he's permitted to shave in Cholamoid. Vanozer v'ametzoyre ha'oilo mitumosoy l'taharoso. Now, before we see Harashi, let us just see how Rashi learns on the Rif. Rashi the Mekhi Yosef. So Rashi says, "Vahanozer sheishlim nizirosay b'moyit." That means the naziris ended b'moyit, so he's permitted now to make taglachas. Hochi garzinon v'hametzayra ha'oyle mitumosay letarosa. A metzayra who's oyle mitumosay letarosa. Either see b'yoyim ashviya galeach eskol saray. Zechiyev taglachas, this is the taglachas shniye that the Metzora makes. Shimchal shvi shaloi b'moyed muter b'taspoiris. He's allowed to make this taspoiris, the taglachas of a Metzora. So Rashi on the Rif learned that Nozer is speaking about a Nozer that was, has nothing to do, ha'ilam mitumosel ataros. Nozer is speaking about that, that the Yemei Naziris ended in Chalamoid. Now, Ametzoyre ha'oila mitumosel taharos, if I care, nilpot saras min etzerua, so the second taglachas is the Yoyim Ashvi, and then later, the next day, he brings his korbonus. Now, Rashi by us learns mitumosel taharos, is going on Nozir also. Nozir tomei, sha'olo mitumosoi. Nozir tomei, that's ola mitumosoi. Vishuv einoi mishamer nizroi umigaleach. So Rashi, l'chayra, means to say as follows. The pasuk says that if a nozir became tomei, so you make hazoya shlishi yeshvi, and b'yoyim tarosoi, that means after the hazoya shvi, you make taglachas, and then the next day starts the new minyan of Naziris. That means the next day brings Kalbonis, and then he starts the new minyan of Naziris, and the Yomim Rishayim Yiplu. So Rashi learns that we're speaking about Hanozir Ha'oile Mitumosai. That means Hanozir Shenitmo. He makes taglachas the seventh day after the Hazoya. So Rashi says, Rashi seems to be explaining how is he permitted to make taglachas. He's still in the middle of the Naziris. So Rashi says, Nozir tomek she'olo mitumosoi v'shud einoi meshamer nizroi. He's not meshamer the Naziris anymore. Umegaleach. And therefore, he makes taglachas. So here, the Rishash, the Keren Eire, the Tiferes Yisrael HaMishnayis, all ask on Rashi, Emerson, the Rishash means that Gemara Nozir after Zainam at base, and a Nozir Tomei is also B'chol Isurei Nozir, afilo when he's Tomei, that he's also B'taglachas, and Shtiyas Yayin, and he's Seifi Gesar Boim, he gets Malkis. So, this what Rashi says, Samod Nizach, Sha'olam Etumosoi, V'shuv Einoi Mishamer Nizroi. What said he's not Mishamer Nizroi? The Zichet Dini Niziris, he's not permitted to drink wine now. He's, in the Minyan Hayomim, that's true, they finished with the, now he's Ois Nozir Tomei, and tomorrow, after the Havos Kobonos, will start a new Minyan, but all Nisurei Nozir are on him. That what is a din taglachas, that's a zeres akosim, that Nozir Tomei makes taglachas. So they all ask on Rashi, that Rashi says, shuv, that the Rashi, the reason that Rashi gives, v'shuv einei mishamer nizroi, that's a very difficult reason to understand. Also, the Rishash is medayik, I mean, the Loshna Mishnah says, the Loshin Yochid, ha oile mitumosei, so mistome, it's going on a mitzoyre, it's not going on both, it should have said, ha oilein mitumosom. B'chein mitzoyre sha'olo mitumosoi migaleach beregel. Now this is already an understandable din, like we had Rashi on the Rift. That means b'yayim ha'shvi ha'oyle mitumosoi. That means now he's going to bring the next day the kabonis mitzoyre b'toyer legamri migaleach beregel. Now Rashi adds another few words. Lefi shaloi hoya lahem pinai legaleach kaidem aregel, because they did not have time to be megaleach kaidem aregel. Now Rashi over here is going into a shaila that the Gemara later will clear. And Rashi is saying shaloi ali b'dehilchus. That means the Gemara clears later a shaila. What is the din if let us say, if the Naziris, or the Tar of the Metzoyre was pushed off, that means he could have done everything really before the Regel. But he didn't make the Hazoye by a Nozir Tomei, he was near Batsaras Minatsuru much before. If he would have wanted to come to the Koyen, he was already finished 15 days before the Regel. He would come to the Koyen. He could have done everything before the Regel. He thought to come to the Koyen, to the Regel, and he has to be in Kolbonis. He's going to be Eile Regel pretty soon. So he did this Samuch Le Regel. So is he also permitted to make Taglachas? So this is a Shaila in the Gemara. And the Gemara does not bring a raya from our Mishnah, so therefore Rashi is saying that because we can learn Shat in the Mishnah, Vishloi Hoyolem Pnai Legaleach Koidem Aregel. We're not speaking about such a case. Shloi Hoyolem Pnai Legaleach Koidem Aregel. So this was the first opportunity to make Taglachas. So they're permitted to make Taglachas. Before we continue the Mishnah, let us see Taisvitz. Ve'elu megalchem b'mayit. It would seem that Taisvitz had a ha'orev. What's the ve'elu? There's a vav achibar over here. We're connecting this perek with the previous perek. Ve'elu megalchem b'mayit. So Taisvitz says, Mishim detone be'idach pirkin, Dvarim sha'oisen letzeirech hamoyit. We learned till now things which are permitted to be done letzeirech hamoyit, k'may meichri peiris, denasim kidin. That means, chayretaisis means everyone is permitted to do it, and this is mutar min adin, this is letzeirech hamoyit. K'toni nami ve'elu, now we're being moisif, nasim shaloikedin letzoyre chamoyev. That means, this is an anhoge, which is not the pure halacha. That means halacha is ein megalchen b'moyed. The ve'elu, that means we're being moysef, that before we said there are things that are nasim kidin. Now we're saying the things which are not nasir, Tremation Hashuba wants to say kidin kolodom, later we'll speak about the more bariches. Not everyone has this heter to do it. Ve'elu megalchem, that means this is a hisofer ala rishonis. Ve'elu nasim shaloi kidin letzoyre chamoyed. Vayoytzi mibeiso asurim, sheini yochel legaleach koidem amoyed. He was not able to be megaleach koidem amoyed. They don't permit him to be Megaleach. So now this was his first opportunity. Now Taisu says, and what if it's the Taisu Bemison is saying over Yerushalmi, what if it was a base Asurim Shal Yisoil, and they permit him to he's permitted to be Megaleach in the base Asurim. Eine orev lo odom legaleach bebeis asurim. It's not a geschmack for a person to be megaleach bebeis asurim. The loshen of this loshen of Yerushalmi, which is very unclear. The Mishneh Brura says in Taklamedalev Sitkotn Tes, the kivin shehoyo betzar loy gilach. It wasn't a matzav of tzar. So he wasn't, the Och HaShulchan perhaps says a little clearer, Hayoyshev Sham Liboy Otzev, a person who's in prison, he's very depressed, the Ein Aldatoy Ligaleach Mibnei Tzaroy, doesn't have a cup to be Megaleach, he's too concerned with his own bitter matzev, so Mamele, there's no, that we can't expect this from him, that he should be Megaleach, Lekoved Haregel. The Ritve says, Kol Chobush Torud Be'isuroi, he's told in his imprisonment. But Kitve, it seems all one rayon that we can't expect this from him. A person who's in prison does not have the nerves and the head to trim his beard, to be Megaleach, the Mamela, so the first opportunity arises when he's out of prison. So if he came out of prison B'moyed, so he's permitted to be Megaleach B'moyed. Now, till now, we're speaking about Giluach. Ve'elu mechapsim B'moyed. Now the Gemara speaks about the people who are permitted to wash in Chalamoyed. Abobim dines hayom, also he didn't have the opportunity to wash while he was traveling. Umibes ha-shivyo, vayayitz mibes ha-surim, umenude shi'tiru loy chachomim, v'chein mi shenishal l'chochom. The same thing, a person was nishal l'chochom. Ruhuta, mat pechois ha-yodayim, these are hand towels, mat pechois Asforim, Asaporim, Asaifrim, Sisun, and Afyat Chesam at Beis and Taiswitz. Mat Pachois Asfot, these are bath towels. One is permitted to wash in Cholamayt. Hazovim, Vahazovais, Vanides, Vahyodais, Vahola Ilim, Mitumel, Letaro, Rei Elum, Matorim, they're also permitted to wash in Cholamayt. Shal kol odom asurim. And everyone else is awesome. Now, pshat in this, we have here, Perish Rashi Alzeh Lekaman Yudchesam at Aleph, and Teisvis Yudchesam at Beis. Let's just see, on that Yudchesam at Alfat Rashi, it's the same what Teisvis says on Yudchesam at Beis. Mat pechoish yodayim, so this is the bottom of the Yomud, Shemenagvim bem yodayim, mishum de mois, they get mois from constant usage, so this one is permitted to wash. Mat pochais asvuk, shen menagvim bem atzmon, kshayoytsim mibes hamerchitz. Sheolum mitumoson bemoyed, they can also wash. Rashi doesn't explain why. Now let us see, Taisvis, Afyut Chesam et Beis.
the top two Tosfos. Asforim perish hasaporim perish lehistaper. We are washing, these are types of sheets, so they should be clean when one is getting a haircut. So who's going to take a haircut in Chalamoy that you're washing these sheets? So all those people are permitted to take a haircut, so you need a clean sheet to cover them. V'yesh geirsem hasforim umatbachois asufgonim. From the Mashal, it seems, sforim means sifrei kodesh. Matpachais asufgonim means that they used to put chalas, that a tablecloth of some sort, used to put the chalas on top of it. U'birishalmi kom, and Tosfos wants to bring a raya to the second girsa, that v'geiris matpachais asforim, because the Yerushalmi says matpachais asforim ein mechapsen oison b'mei raglayim b'bnei hakoven. Now, stamazay this inyan of kibbutz b'mei raglayim, I think that mei raglayim was used as a type of a detergent when they used to wash begodim, used to take out stains. And the Yerushalmi says, and our Mishnah, it says, "Cheretz, it's a maimer hamuzger, is no shaychis with hilchas chalamoy," but it's telling us, "Matpachais asforim, one should not use meiraglayim mibnei hakovet." So, Cheretz, this is a raya that the girsas take asforim. These are types of tablecloths that we put asforim on top of them. And memele, one should not use them, one should not wash them, b'meiraglai. By nearly lohovi rai, the airi b'kisvei ha-kodesh. So Tosfos says, no, it's the Meiri God brings the rai from this Yerushalmi, that it's the takadis, the true girse, as for him. The filu, the airi b'umin ha-mistaper, even speaking about a barber, shayich kvoid ha-mistaprim. It's the covet of the mistaprim, shenaisnim oisam bifnayim, that you put it on them, mistamach shemistaprim, hem covet lahem bimedatunofim, that they shouldn't have stained the sheets. So you have to wash it. So dachsim taisis means, so for them also it's not a covet to put on them, sheets which were miskabes bimereglai. Let us go back to the Gemara, then we'll see the next Tosfos on top. Ushor kol odom maitayma asurim. So it just says that these people are permitted to take haircuts, but everyone else is also. The Gemara says, Kedisnam, we learned in Masechtas Tainis, Anshei Mishmo, Anshei Maimit, Asurim Lesaper Ulachapes, there were also Betas Poiris and Kibbutz, Achmishi Motorim in Nekvoida Shabbos. But till Thursday, they were not permitted Betas Poiris and Bekibbutz. But Omar Rabbe Barbachana Marabeloza, my time, Kadesh Lo Yichnesu, the Mishmartum Shehain Menul Bolet. That means if we would permit them to be mistaper or be mechabes during this this week that they're the anshei the mishma the anshei maimid, so there'll be nichnas l'mishmorim k'shem in the volim. There were two torahs before, so they'll do it that week. There'll be nichnas l'mishmorim k'shem in the volim. Achinami k'day shelo yichnasu l'regel k'shem in the volim. See, also, we have the same reason that we ask them to be megaleich b'moyed, because if they be permitted, they will be nichnas l'regel k'shehem anuvol. Let us see Rashi. Yochi Garcini, Ushor kol odo maitayma asurim, kedisnan anshe mishmo, v'omarabba barbachone, ad k'shehem anuvolim.
Uman the misrashel v'loigilach mikami regel, a person who was not misdares himself, and he did not shave himself before the regel, umoti zman alayu galech beregel, and now it's about time for him to take a shave, hichmiru rabono hoyu v'loi mizalzi nafshayu l'sape mikami regel, since they weren't misdares to be mistape before the regel, the loy lehevi beregel manavolim. Im hoyu, so chachamim were machmer on them, that they were not mistape koidim a regel. Im hoyu megalchim b'moy loy hoyu megalchim lifnei amoy, nichnosel regel kshem manavolim. So therefore, Chazal said, they're not permitted to be megaleich b'moy. Umenude v'shenisha. Zaktaisviz. V'irishalmi makshe, v'irishalmi asks, v'imtayna lomo hitiroi. Why would they matter a menude? V'loi posha shloi bo lifnei hamoy, lifnei hachomim lahatiloi. That means, this could have been avoided. That means he could have done it before the regel. He should have, they put him in Nibui, they put him in Cherem, so he should have come to the Chachamim and be Mephayis them and ask Mechila, or do what he has to do, and then he'd be able, they'd be Mata the Nibui, and then he would have been able to take a haircut before the Moyet. So that way they didn't do it. So, Mibnei Pshiyusoi, he didn't do it. So, Mamele, so why would they matter him to Megaleich b'moyed? Mishani shekololoi shloishim yoyim shal nidei b'moyed, they nidei poches b'shloishim yoyim. So the Yerushalmi answers that it's speaking about that he was mefayis, but al kaponim he was put in nidui, afilo after the pious, but there's a minimum amount of 30 days he has to be benidui. So after the piyus, it was impossible for him to be megaleich koidem amoy. V'chein misha nisha l'chocham. Now the Yerushalmi also asks the shayla that we had a second case that he had made an neder. He was shayl b'moyit. So the Yerushalmi also asks, he's also a pesheya. Well, who told him to wake up now in the Moed? He should have been shayl on the nether before the Moed. Kizmukilo ksheba, so the Karnera makes a grace, ksheba ha-chocham b'chayl ha-moed. Speaking about that the chocham came in chayl ha-moed, and the Shash also makes the grace. So Memele, so he was unable to do it till then. Inami lifnei ha-moed, Leimotsu boy, so the Bach says, Leimotsu loy Pesach. They didn't find the Pesach. So that means that the Rosh explains that the Yerushalmi was going according to the day. They were only Mater and Neder with the Pesach, not with Charotah the Mikore. So mainly you have to find the Pesach to make it a Neder toys. If you would have known this and this, they couldn't find the Pesach. They first find the Pesach in Cholamot. So the Rosh is Messiah. But upon him, we see from the Yerushalmi, it means the Yerushalmi held that if these two reasons are not applicable, that means there was a Chocham and there was a Pesach, it could have come before Cholamot and Matar the Neder, then we will not be matter then if he didn't do when he was matter in Chalamoid, will not be matter for him to be Megaleich in Chalamoid. He's a Peshe, he could have done this before. Now, let us ask a pertinent question. Before he wasn't interested in Bechlau being matter than that. He wanted to know that before. Now, in the middle of Chalamoid, he decided that he doesn't want to know that. So what's the title to come before? So the Rosh says, that's nothing. That's, he's a Pesheya. And in order to be, in order, if he could have some way been able to make Giluach before Chalamoit, we will not be mad at him to make Giluach and Chalamoit. Brings down, but Rashi on the Rif, Rashi God says, and Rashi speaks about, and the Rif, Rashi says, Umisha nodar shaloy legalayach, v'nisha lechochem b'moit, v'chochem mato loy nidre, shepesech loy becharote, v'zelei hoye b'yoda laseis mikoydem hamoit, Rashi says he wasn't able to do it koydem hamoit, shoye b'date ligmeres nidre, so Rashi says, he didn't have charote, for now he has charote. So Rashi holds, if he had wanted the nether before, that does not fall into the gather of a pesheya, and he's permitted to make giluach. The Rosh Tain is, according to the Yerushalmi, it is not that way. Now, place we start speaking about a new inyan. V'giluach kol horosh. Nami osa b'moyet. Atoisvis understood that the Mishnah is speaking about Be'elu Mekalchim, it's speaking about shaving of the Zoke. Now Taisu says, Ashayla, what's the din with haircuts, with Giluach HaRosh? V'Giluach HaRosh Nami Osor B'moyed. Now, before we go into the Taisu, I'd like to give a Shtikal Akdome. I saw in Shubin Sigris Moshe Erechaim Kuf Samach Gimel Chelik Aleph is Mavayer. There are three sheetahs in Taisvis, and this Taisvis. We'll see there's a fourth sheet in the next Taisvis. And Taisvis says, Amir de Kishayle, Im Yesh Begiluach HaRosh Inyin Yipui. Is there Bechlal an Inyin of beautifying oneself by being Megaleach Roshoi? The Yesh Halbei Sha'ad Rabbe Ein Megalchem HaRosh Pishvil Noi. Fakert, to let the hair grow, could be that is the Noi. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daftes, Shimon HaTzadik saw a Nozer min HaDorim that came to him. He asked him, Ma Ro'iso LaHashris Tzarech HaNoi. You look so good in hair. Why are you destroying this? So now, Taisa says, Amir de Kishayla, we have to know a few things. We have to know, number one, if it is not annoy, if we will assume that maybe if having hair is annoy, and being magaleich, the hair, sheberoishoy, is not necessarily annoy, so could be it's also on exere. Could be it's also without exere. It's also alta maloche. I mean, the only one matter taglachas l'tzeirich hamoyit. You need a tzeirich hamoyit. Okay, perhaps it's a tzeirich hamoyit. The tzeirich hamoyit is if you leave your hair. That's one shaila. It'll be a shaila adaraisa dike shaila or a shaila meiker adin. Malachas chaloyit is an rabbonim. Then there's another shaila. Was there a gzeire? Let us say it is permissible. He wants to cut his hair. He wants to cut his hair. Fine. So mamela, so by him it's a tzeire chamoyed. But was there a gzeire that you didn't cut it before the regel? So you were nichnas l'regel al samanuvu. We won't let you cut your hair. It was a manuvu? Takel. Look, a lot of people don't cut their hair. Forget. Other people hold that it is nicer not to cut the hair. So there's a shaila. Taisa said a shaila. That means a filler will assume that I want to cut my hair. I don't want no hair. I don't want to have long hair. I want to cut my hair. But that does not necessarily mean that if I don't cut my hair, that I'm a manuvel. So it could be the gzeire bechlau doesn't apply over here. Giluach hazokin, that people used to do that. There used to be magaleich hazokin. Kaponim shalei b'mokim apayis, there used to be magaleich hazokin. So there's an inyan of shalei konis l'regel k'shemenuvu. But by giluach haroish, could be the gzeire b'chlal doesn't apply. So if he wasn't Megaleach Erev Eregel, and in the Regel he wants to be Megaleach, B'chol HaKovet, Chazal never made a Gzeira. That's another tzad. Now let us see Taisus in a minute. V'gilu HaKharosh, so Taisus finds on saying, Nami Osa B'moit, it's also Osa. That means just like Yiluah, and Taisus means also Osa, like Yiluah HaZoket. Just like Yiluah HaZoken is also Shloikonis Lomel Kshuminuvu, Dome Bigmore Shloikonsur Regal Menuvolim, Vein Lecho Nivul Godel Mizeh. So this is also a Nivul. If he has long hair on his head, he's also a Menuvu. So Memele, so the same Alochis, which apply by Yiluah HaZoken, apply by Yiluah HaRoish. That means either have people that don't cut the hair of their head, so good. So by them, it's not an evil. They think they look beautiful this way. But a person who wants to be Megaleach Sarosh, so for him, it is an evil. So Lagabi him, we have the Gzeira. So you should have done it before the Regel. And if you didn't do it before the Regel, you're not allowed to do it in the Regel. That is the first Mahalach in Taisvis. That Giluach or Rosh is similar to Giluach Hazok. Now Taisvis, here's a second tzad. V'shema loikoi taime b'gemore ela ashar. Maybe that what the Gemara says, shloikones l'regel k'shumenuvo, that's speaking about Giluach Hazoket. Avo Giluach shorosh osor mishum meloche. Now Taisvis wants to say, no, Fakert could be that since there are people who are not Megaleach Saroisham, so Fakert, so if you want to be Megaleach, so this is not called a Dover HaMiyapes HaOdom, you want to be Megaleach Kizantahit, but this is not called a Tzairich HaMoyit. So it could be Me'ikar Adin, you're not allowed to be Megaleach. That's a nivul take, and it wasn't Megaleach Zekone. Avol giruach shel roishoy osor mishum meloche. That's a meloche. So l'mayn avkemine, so afilu b'mokem oynes, that means he was unable to cut his hair before, but the gzeira doesn't apply. But he'll be osir b'moyed because this is a meloche. Here, this is not called a tzairich hamoyed because it's not called a yipui. V'shar giluach the boy b'gemore my time. The other giluach that means giluach hazokim that the gemore asked my time asurim. V'hainu giluach shal yipui. That's talking about giluach shal yipui. The giluach is miyapa the person. V'havaloch lemishri letzoyach hamoyit afal pishi meloche. Even though it is also a meloche, but this should have been muta because it's letzoyach hamoyit. Aval giluach kol haroish, the Gemara never spoke about that. Osa mishum meloche. This is osa alts meloche. That means there's no heter because there's no tzoyach hamoyit. That's Taisvah's second side. That Giluach HaRosh is also Medina. So now Taisus got in Tahat water. So it will say that Giluach HaRosh is also Medina. So now why is so Taisus is saying, let's Abom Medina Sayom. It's not permitted. Now when it says Elam Megalcham Abom Medina Sayom, that means he's permitted to shave. Because that's a Giluach Shal Yoifi, and the Gzeire doesn't apply by him because he was unable to shave before. But Abom Medina Sayom will not be able to take a haircut because that's also Alts Meloch. So Taisus got stuck. So what is Pshat? A Nozir and a Metzoire, they're Megaleach. Now a Nozir cuts the hair of his head only. Doesn't cut his beard. A Metzoire cuts everything. So Al Koponim, but they cut the hair of the head also. Now how you have to cut the hair of Yemen Chalamoit? It's not a Tzairich Hamoit. That's Taisus Kasha, according to the second Mahalach. So Taisus says, V'hani davke kigoy nozir u'metzoiru hu deshori misho mitzvah. It's mutter als mitzvah. It's a Tzairich mitzvah. It's not a Tzairich haguf, it's not a Tzairich yipui. It's a Tzairich mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that that it's mutal on them now, a mitzvah taglacha, so that's why he's allowed to be megaleya b'moyed. Well, if he's there, so according to the second shot, also legalech reishe b'moyed, about stamazoy a person, there's no mitzvah taglachas, he's not permitted to be megaleyach b'moyed. That's the second mahalach. Afilu is abo mevdinas hayom. V'oid yesh leforish, and now Tosfos wants to say a third mahalach. Shenire shemuter legaleyach reishe b'moyed. You're allowed to be megaleyach reishe b'moyed. So Ramesh Zechayne Lebroche wants to say like this, that we have here a very interesting shaila. Is this called a yipoy, or is this to be megaleach sa roishoy? Is this called a yipoy, or is this not called a yipoy? So the third loshen holds that as I. You can't say it's a true yipoy because there are many people not megaleach roishoy. So memele. So since it's not a true yipoy, they never were goyzer. They never were geyser that you have to take a haircut before the moyet, because shleikonis lemoyet shu menuvel. He's not a menuvel. He's not a menuvel. He looks much nicer with his haircut. So mamele, the gzeira doesn't apply. So lemaise, yeah, the gzeira doesn't apply. Leidoch kise, if he wants to be megaleach roishay, so for him this is a yipui. So for him it's a tzairich hamoyet. So I'll come out a moyredike chiddush. That Giluach HaRoish, according to the third Mahalach, is Mutter HaFilu B'Moyed, because they never made the Gzeire that you have to take B'Megaleach Roishcha before the Moyed, because it's not a Nivul if I don't take a haircut. So the Gzeire doesn't apply. Le'idach Gise, because I'm not a Menuvul, that's not a Menuvul, other people look nicer when without a haircut. Le'idach gise, if I want to take a haircut, so it's not called a meloche, it's called a tzarech hamoyed. That means if for me, I think I look better with a haircut, so I'm permitted to take a haircut in chal hamoyed. That's a tzarech yipui, it's a tzarech hamoyed. I will say, if you look better, so why didn't you take a haircut before? So I'm a nuvel, I'm not. You can't call me a nuvel, because many people don't take haircuts, many people not megaleach. So Tosfos has now a third tzad, that Giluach HaRosh, Boidesh Leforesh, Shemira Shemuter Legaleach Roish Shebemoyim, period. That's the three tzadim. So now Tosfos got stuck on the third tzad. V'imtoim emayka mashmolon lo ziru metzoyre. So now Tosfos has a pella. So the kash is like this. Ramosha says the kash is by nozir, not by metzoyre. Metzoyre cuts his beard also. But the kash is by noz. So Ramosha says the kash is by noz. A noz only cuts off the hair of his head. So what's the chiddush that a noz is permitted to cut his hair in chalamoy? Everyone's permitted to cut the hair of the head in chalamoy. There's no zayre and there's no malache. So what's the chiddush? So Tosfos is asking a moyredik yikatishe. Understood, Mahalach. That's how Ramosha learns Pshat and Tosfos Kasha. And that's how the Rishash learns Pshat and Tosfos Kasha. But Vega learns a different Pshat. But that's how Ramosha wants to say a beautiful Pshat. Yesh loima, the salke daitoch da osa, shlo yisho kolben eisei, kamash melon de shoy. Now we have to explain a little what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying as follows. We had mentioned before, when we learned Rashi, that there's a shaila in the Gemara later, the din of a metzoyre and a nozer, what's a din if hoyo lahem pnai? They could have done everything before. They could have done everything before yontif. They could have done, they did, they stooped it off to yontif. It's a svara to, la loche it's mutter. Allah it's mutter, you're allowed, even though it's stepped off, it could have been done, everything could have taken care of before Yontif, you stepped it off, it's also mutter. There's a svara to say that we should aser it, because he shouldn't be mashe his kobonis. That means, I mean, listen, it's about time, now you could end the naziris, now you could end the make the talach of naziris and bring your kobonis. Now, so there'd be a svara to say that we should not be mater b'moyit,
כדי שלא יש הכל במעשה, ולא, תקרת, you won't be able to solve, we'll take, like this is a svore, who be mashes kolbonis, yontif, he's in Yerushalayim, so therefore it's more convenient for him to bring the kolbonis, so that's why he'll do it. So that's why he'll stop off doing this mitzvah before, bringing the kolbonis before, because it'll be more convenient. If we'll ask him to make taglachas b'moyit, so then he'll do it properly. That means then he'll do it before. He'll do already before the moyit. That means if we permit him to make the taglachas b'moyit, so even though he could have done it before, he'll be mashe kol b'noisa. He'll strip it off, he'll do it b'moyit, but it's more convenient for him. So there's a svara to say that we should ask taglachas nozir b'moyit. Why should we ask him? Not of the taglachas. We should ask the taglachas to force him to make the taglachas before the moyed, in order he should bring his kobonis at the right time, not to step off to bring the kobonis later. There is such a svara. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is, l'fi emes, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, l'fi emes, that even though he was mashe kobonisov, and it was because he had this leeway to make the taglachas beregel, we let him do it. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, the salke daitzach, the oser, not it's, otaise is the kasha, the fashtaitzach and oser is a lot to cut his hair, everyone's a lot to cut his hair. He says, no, I would think we would ask him to cut his hair, shlo yishu kol b'nei seyim. If we permit him to cut his hair in the moyit, so he'll be mashe the kobonis and he'll do everything by moyit. Kamash melon de shori. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that it is permissible. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, that on the way Rashi said in the Mishnah, that it is only permissible if he wasn't, if Yoloi Hoyoloi Pnai, so now it's about the Kasha, so. So what's the Chiddush? The time came, the Zman Taglachas came b'moyit. So what's the Chiddush? He's allowed to take a haircut. Yes, like the Gemara wanted to say that if the Mishnah is speaking about she'ein lo pnai, yes, loim adohochi koma. The nozir umetzayra ha'oilin mitum eletare davke she'oilin ato fakert. The Gemara means punk fakert. The Mishnah means to say davke if now is the right time. Now is oilin mitum eletare. So the Mishnah is telling us Zaitik Elochis, Tosfos wants to say. Not that the Mishnah is telling us that not that the Mishnah is telling us that that he's permitted to make taglachas als taglachas, it's telling us other Elochis that the taglachas is only mutter if he wasn't Masha or Fakert, if he wasn't Masha, taglachas is mutter. These are three sheetahs in Taisvis. A shor kol odom my time asurim. So the Gemara asked, why isn't one permitted to make taglachas b'moy? So Taisvis says, afo pisha hu malach. What's the kasha? I mean, the Gemara, what's wrong? What's the kasha? It's a malach. Ayolon, nu latire l'tzoyrech hamoyit. We should have been matter l'tzoyrech hamoyit. So, inami, that what Taisha says, the Rishash says, Taisha means, im shegam, it goes together. Im shegam, sheyesh melochis, asureis, b'moyit, she'ein b'em toirech. Ay, what's the kasha that you should be matter? We find there are things that are also b'moyit, I feel it's not such a big toirech, to go in pakematye. So what's the kasha again? So, well, why is it so posh that we have to be matter this? But this is liyipu, it's a tzorech hamoyit. That's the gemara, the kasha. Afilu, we should be matter. The yesh meforshim, now Taisvi said, the koi al giluach harosh tosrinim mishum tirche. Mikol mokim, makshe doyel elahate, letzoyrech hamoyit.
Now, Taisus, let us explain what the pupil of Taisus is. So Rav Moshe Zuchan Aruch explains as follows. Taisus was mefalpel, the emerson, is there an iso meloche by taglachas hazoken, which is not too much of a tirche. Taglachas haroish is a tirche. Taglachas hazoken is not too much of a tirche. So Memele, so Taisvis wanted to say, and so that's why Taisvis gave a Agdome, the Risipa Maki is also also, even though there's not too much of a Tirche. Shemem Toirech. No, it should be also, but it should be Mater, it would say Chamoy. Now Taisvis wants to have, Taisvis has a new Mahalach now. Taisvis wants to say that it could be that Taglachas Hazokin Bechlal is not a meloche. So it's not, it's Chazal, so that's a chamutah in Chalamoid. The whole Mishnah is speaking about Taglachas HaRosh, which is a tirche, and the Gemara is mefalp about Taglachas HaRosh. Yes, mefalshim bekol giluach HaRosh. Dosrine mishum tirche, that's, don't say, let's be matel letzoyer chamoid, is a mikol moke makshe, doi loy lahat letzoyer chamoid. But Taglachas HaZokin, hey, that's tamazay mutah, because that's donish. The Einze Neitis of Teisvi says, Einze Nire, Lefima Shepirashti, Amishni Giluach Kolorosh Moloch HaGmura Ba'osa. So Teisvi says, but according to the Pshar I said, that Giluach Kolorosh is Tamazai Osa. So you can't say Agamor is speaking about Giluach HaRosh. So therefore, we have to say speaking about Giluach HaZokin.